Hi, babes. Welcome to the Highway to Health podcast. We are your hosts, Elvi and Vale.
The podcast for open conversations about health, talking about the struggles of living with chronic illness, coping with emotional hardships, and sharing all the lessons we've learned along the way.
We want to be a source of information, empowerment, and community, but we are also here to show you that we are normal people too and have struggles and off days.
Grab your green juice, lemon water, herbal tea, or whatever suits your mood, and make yourself comfortable and get ready to get on the highway to health. Hi, babe, and happy Valentine's week.
Hello, babe. Happy Valentine's week to you too.
How Thank you.
Have you been?
I've been really good. I really love the concept of actually like calling it a week because so relevant for this week's episode with like all the focus on self-love. And me and my boyfriend, like while we were walking to the restaurants on Valentine's Day, I was just thinking like all of the decorations and things people put up for the windows at shops. It's like, for example, Christmas, it's like during 2-3 months. But then for Valentine's Day, it's like you really only celebrate it like one single night or like afternoon. And that's it. And I think we should implement more of that into like our daily life, or at least having a whole week like of all these beautiful roses and hearts and like cute colors.
That's actually so true. Like I've never thought about how kind of short-lived that is, because it is literally everywhere. In my supermarket, they have like all these like teddy bears and like you said, flowers, chocolates, like everything. And I'm just like, wow, that's probably like I've seen it like the past couple days. Like it's definitely like leading up to Valentine's Day, but then like afterwards I feel like it's now it's gonna be like gone.
Easter stuff.
Yeah, Easter stuff so soon.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, just wow. I've never thought of that.
No, I was literally thinking because they put in so much effort for all of these like beautiful decorations everywhere and it really gets you into the mood. But that's just like maybe 2-3 days prior to it to remind everyone that it's coming up. But then it's like literally gone. And I think we're 2 days late with this episode of wishing everyone a happy Valentine's Day. But I think it's not too late because it's still the week of, and that's the most important.
No, that's so true. Yeah. No,
I completely agree. But how was your Valentine's? Tell me.
Yeah, no, it was pretty chilled. Honestly, nothing crazy. I think because it was kind of like during the week, I just kind of like did my normal routine and stuff. So nothing too crazy. But yeah, no, I had a little like Galentine's with my sister. We FaceTimed and just spent some quality time together. So yeah, no, it was really lovely.
Love that. And I mean, sticking to your routines is also a way of like showing yourself love. So that's a beautiful celebration. And I love the fact that we can like do this podcast online without being with each other, and how you and your sister could also like celebrate Valentine's Day.
We do so much for ourselves, and I think we're so hard on ourselves with all these things, and we always kind of like doubt and like you know, have these like negative emotions and like always kind of try to be better, which of course is also a good thing, but I think it's important to kind of find that balance between like trying to be better and like pushing yourself, but also appreciating everything that you do for yourself and like what you already like have accomplished. It's so important to also recognize that.
Definitely. I really agree. It shouldn't just be one single day. And that's what I also like to say to everyone who's like celebrating Valentine's Day, whether you have like a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or you're celebrating with friends, like it's a nice day to symbolize love, but it should really be something that you do each and every single day and more of like a kind of a reminder to actually give you that little thought and be like, wow, this was really nice. I truly showed myself more love today and to my friends and to my family, and it was so appreciated. And when you notice that, then it makes you like, it turns into a snowball effect or ripple effect of like it continuing out through the whole year. And let's just dive into why self-love is so important and why we really want to stress this on this week's episode. And to me, I really think it's like an essential component of healing because it involves accepting who you are and giving that right time to nurture yourself through many different ways. And when you do practice self-love, you also show yourself compassion and kindness and care. And all of these lead to greater self-esteem and self-confidence and awareness. But also, I really think it's like connecting it back to chronic illness, it really promotes well-being on all levels of your health as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think we have put together some different ways which we think are more relevant to why it's so important. And one of those are building resilience and strength for yourself, especially if you're going through a hard time. Keep showing yourself that love and you will get through it. And it will also like be something that sticks with you for a longer period of time.
No, absolutely. And I think it also just like in general, showing yourself love, it really just kind of like the more that you do it, the more that you show yourself like that you deserve it. And your body will really recognize that and like kind of thank you for it in a way, in different ways. So it really promotes like self-care for yourself. And the more that you do it, the like in a way easier become, because sometimes like showing yourself love can not be easy. Like, you know, really looking at yourself and saying that you love yourself, like that is something very difficult for a lot of people. And so the more that you kind of like show yourself self-care in different ways, the easier that that's going to become for you. And the more that you can kind of appreciate yourself as well.
Definitely. It creates a kind of momentum. And like I mentioned at the beginning, it also increases self-awareness. You become like, you get to know yourself better on a deeper level. And when you get to know yourself, you can also have a better understanding and a higher compassion for yourself. And like self-compassion, Anthony William also mentions. And it also will help you build like a healthier relationship to yourself and others. A little cliche to say, but you can't love anyone else if you don't love yourself. Love you show to others is also the love you show to yourself. And finding a healthy balance there, because you want to be able to be that lovable and loving person towards others, but also most importantly, and your biggest priority should firstly be to show yourself that love and build on that relationship, because just as you need to put in the time, work, and effort into creating healthy relationships with your friends, you do need to do that with yourself as well.
No, I completely agree with that. And like, it is really like the way that you treat others is really kind of like a reflection also of the way that you treat yourself. So I think that's so true. And then lastly, we have that self-love really contributes to kind of like your overall health and well-being. That is like when you show yourself self-love, you start to feel better because you're doing things that are good for you. And that in turn is then gonna help make you feel better like overall. And like, you know, showing yourself love in certain ways is gonna transform other areas of your life as well. So just because you're showing yourself love in like a certain way, like, I don't know, like showing yourself self-care and like a way of like, I don't know, doing a face mask, like that can also contribute in like your mental health, because you're really just like taking that time for yourself. And so really don't underestimate, show yourself love in a certain way that can really affect a lot of other areas of your life as well. So it's all really connected, I think.
Totally. And I think then with that being said and giving you a better idea like why it's so important, hopefully now you got a little bit of motivation to start focusing a little bit on your self-love and some ways that you can show yourself that. But firstly, we will go into a little bit of what self-love can actually look like. And there are so many different ones, and we've picked out quite a few, but I think they're all relevant in some kind of way. And as always, take whatever applies to you and leave what doesn't. When it comes to self-love, I think you can never get enough. And it's like a process of trial and error for yourself as well, like what you feel most comfortable with. And if you're someone who comes from maybe destructive relationships with others or yourself, like just starting with one might seem very foreign to you. So try to bring in what appeals to you the most. And then like as you show yourself more and more of that, you're going to be able to bring in more of them as well.
I think also like what we mentioned here, like it's not limited to these things. Like there's endless ways to yourself self for every single person. So I think that's also something good to remember, that like the way that some people show themselves love might not be the way that you want to or need to show yourself love. And so always take that or like remind yourself of that as well, that like it really is about the trial and error that you mentioned, and like kind of seeing what really works for you and what like actually fills you up and like kind of gives you what you're looking for as well.
Yeah, a way that self-love can look like, it sounds a little bit weird, but let's call it that, is taking care of your physical health. And just like shortly, I think that to me, that means eating nutritious food and exercising regularly, getting enough sleep, and maybe practicing also good hygiene when it comes to physical aspect of self-love. But then that also translates into mental health.
Exactly. And I think these really do link together, and like it is kind of about creating that balance of your physical space and like your physical space, but physical body and also mental space. And I think the mental aspect really is plays such a massive role, because you can literally do all the physical self-care in the world, but if you're still talking yourself down all the time and having that like those negative thought patterns and like, you know, yeah, self-doubts and things like that, it's not going to be nearly as effective as it could be, because your mental like thoughts and patterns really play such a big role in like your physical space as well, because what you tell yourself, you act, your body will always try to make true whatever you believe and tell yourself. And so I think this is something that's so important to work on, and that again, like that can look so differently for anybody. Like, you know, you can do like affirmations or like meditations or just like kind of practicing to kind of talk to yourself. And, you know, those things, like it's the little shifts that really matter. And like, that's something that I've realized for myself in my journey, that like, it's not about being perfect 100% of the time, but it's really about making those little changes when you do catch yourself kind of like falling into those after time, like that's what's going to become kind of like your new normal. But it's just about working on that every single day.
Definitely. And I think also like mental health is such an important topic, which we try to go into as much as we can. But also if you do feel like you're really lacking in this area, like there's no shame in seeking more professional help, whether it be a psychologist or even working with a health coach, because they can really help you like puzzle some of the pieces together. And I think like mental health in general, together with physical health, like they really will lay a profound foundation for what is to come as well. And those two tie together into practicing more self-compassion, like we mentioned before. More of like showing yourself kindness and forgiving yourself for some of your mistakes, maybe so that you don't have to live in regret, and treating yourself as you would treat.
When we kind of like think about it in like a general sense, I think what comes to mind is like self-care, like that kind of like wellness aspect of it. And I think that is truly a really important part of it. And it can really make you feel like you love yourself and like show yourself love a lot. And so, you know, that's also what it can look like. Just kind of also bringing that mental aspect into it, doing things with like mindfulness and awareness and like really being present with yourself when you do these things as well. For example, when in the mornings when you wash your face, like really doing that gently and like as if you're touching the most gentle of like beings. And, you know, you wouldn't handle something really something that you really love, you wouldn't handle that with like a lot of aggression or like super like rough or something. You know, you really would do that very gently and like with a lot of love. And so really take that in with the really practice that in a way that you feel like you really are showing yourself that you truly care for yourself, and just do it really gently.
And I think self-love is also learning to say no. And this is actually like very relevant for myself. And I think me and Vala talked about this like before jumping on here, that it's a common pattern for like empaths and very caring human beings that it can sometimes be very hard to say no to the people you love or friends and actually setting those healthy boundaries. And I think the part of self-love here is that you really need to prioritize yourself and your own needs and your own well-being before anyone else's, because like I mentioned before, that will actually fill your cup up so that you have that energy and love to give to others as well. Boundaries establish a really healthy balance that will respect others while you also respect yourself and your own needs.
No, I completely agree with that. And it's such an important thing to also do, because like you're really just honoring your own boundaries. And that's so important with showing yourself love. So the next we have celebrating your accomplishments. And I think this is also something super, super important to kind of keep that discipline in a way with keeping motivated and stuff, because it's really important to recognize the things that you've already done, whether that's like a big or a small, any kind of achievement or accomplishment that you feel proud of is so important to kind of honor that and like celebrate that, because that ultimately is celebrate your wins, the more you kind of like feel motivated to keep going, because you're seeing kind of like the results and like the way that it's like affecting your life. And like that's such a good way to kind of keep yourself to like continue to do it, because you're really like seeing the transformation that you're doing and having.
Yeah, and that's like we say with chronic illness and taking 3 steps forward and 2 steps back. Remember that you, however, took one big step forward, and that's like what your focus should lay on, not those 2 steps back. And that you're always giving yourself credit for advancing, whatever it might be. And I think surrounding yourself with positive people is a really, really important asset of self-love, because it will really give you the right time with the people who actually support and uplift you through each step along the way of your healing journey or whatever other journey you might be on. If you have a really good business idea or you have a really nice dream that you've been wanting to accomplish for a long time, you can really notice the shift of energy when you tell it to some people who really like encourage you and uplift you, and they tell you basically like that anything is possible, while some other people who might be more not pessimistic but maybe more realists in some ways, they might be a little bit more analytical and like maybe that's not so realistic. And then you will feel more restricted along those lines. Having positive people around you will really boost your energy and self-love in so many ways.
That's so true. Yeah. And I think self-love really also is about investing in yourself. You know, it's really about growth and like, yeah, just like investing time into yourself, evolving as we do in life. And I think a big part of that really is also about like exploring new kinds in your life that you feel drawn to, or like that you feel inspired by. And that can also be as an act of self-love, is like to really try out something new that you've been meaning to do, because that can really also open a lot of do new doors to something that like could become your new favorite hobby, or something that you become really passionate about. And so I think also just being curious in that way is really also like such an amazing way to kind of show yourself love, because you're investing that time and energy into yourself. And ultimately that'll also just then be reflected back to you, because you'll just like feel really good because you're really spending that quality and like the quality time with yourself.
Definitely. And I think, like you mentioned, with the actual time aspect of it, when you find a new hobby, for example, or you are like determined to learn something new, you suddenly maybe switch out a time, maybe an hour of your day where you might have some like negative self-talk or some toxic thought pattern into something that shifts your mind and your thoughts to focus on something completely different. And that mm-hmm. will also translate into the next point, which is mindfulness and being present in the moment. And when you do have all of those, like maybe more negative self-talk or criticizing yourself, it's so hard to be present and appreciate what's actually happening right here and right now. And mm-hmm. that then it's also very hard to appreciate yourself and like your reactions to certain situations. So really practicing mindfulness will allow you to engage more in the activities you're doing, and it will really promote yourself to be more present and see how you react to different situations and really get to know yourself better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really well said. So then lastly, we have that another way that you can show yourself self-love is by treating yourself to something that you love. I think that's something that we want to mention here is like, yes, it's important to sometimes like treat yourself to something that maybe you don't do like on the regular, and like it's nice to be able to do that sometimes. But I think something important to remember here is kind of to also honor the way that it makes you feel, if that's something that maybe you kind of limited throughout your journey because it's something that maybe doesn't make you feel super good in the long run. It's important to also remember that and just to like enjoy it in the moment and don't feel guilty about it, but also at the same time honor the fact that you kind of limited that for a reason. I don't know if that makes sense, but you know, just something to remember. And like, it is okay to treat yourself from time to time, but also treat yourself in ways that actually like make you feel good. And like, you know, there's so many different ways for you to treat yourself. It doesn't always have to be something that like you restricted maybe for a while. And
I totally think that makes sense. And I think we should stop on this topic for a little sec, because I feel like a lot of health conscious people, they're so restrictive in like, no, I eat this way because it makes me feel good. And they mm-hmm. take out so many things that mm-hmm. maybe didn't necessarily promote their health, but maybe it did safety and trust in certain foods. And mm-hmm. maybe if it turns into an unhealthy relationship with that food, it's definitely yeah. good to take it out slowly. Mm-hmm. But when you do it so suddenly, then of course your body is going to crave it. And in the end, when you do allow yourself to maybe have that piece of chocolate or chips, you will binge out on it. And that's not mm-hmm. healthy either. So I mm-hmm. really think it's about like a balance and mm-hmm. honoring your cravings and needs. And like Valentina, like her Instagram is so amazing for that, because she really takes her cravings. If she's craving something that she used to have before and she doesn't eat anymore, she'll try to make a healthier version out of it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's nothing wrong either with having a piece of chocolate if that's going to satisfy your craving and like allow you to keep a sustainable, healthy lifestyle in the long run. Mm-hmm. Same goes like a cup of coffee, even though it's not the best for your hormonal health and women's health in general. One cup every now and then won't hurt you. And I think it's more the mindset that actually will hurt you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. really treating for yourself, sure. and it doesn't even have to be with food. Like it can be maybe going on a vacation that you've really been wanting to do with your friends, or getting mm-hmm. yourself a nice new outfit. Like I saw you got a new set for training, and that mm-hmm. also motivates you into like doing more physical activity mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And I also want to mention like with alcohol, I think this is also one thing that, you know, there's a fine line kind of, because you can treat yourself maybe if, you know, you're not drinking for a while and you treat like you want, you feel like having a drink, you treat yourself to a drink, but you also don't have to take it past that line of that then you're going to feel really bad afterwards or like really sick. And so mm-hmm. it's like really finding that balance of like what you mentioned, kind of like not taking it too far, but still like enjoying yourself. So yeah, it's really about like trying that out for yourself and like having that mental aspect to it as well is super important, like what you mentioned.
On the note of alcohol, on Valentine's Day, I was like, I really feel like having a glass of white wine, and or I will take a glass of something maybe 3 or 4 times a year maximum. And that's usually like I'll order a glass and then I'll take 3 sips and then I like feel it. Yeah, I'll pass it on to my boyfriend or family member. And that's just because it's really like I truly appreciate the way that wine can really amp like a food experience, or just like sitting with a cold glass of wine on a sunny day. And it's more, that's like a really good example, actually.
Experience.
Yeah, it's more about the experience and the feeling it gives you. And just because you order a glass doesn't mean you have to finish it. Like, if you just want to take three sips and that's it, like I do, then it's fine. And I totally feel super fine afterwards because I didn't drink the whole bottle. I just had like a couple of sips and that's it. And I feel
Sorry, I
amazing.
cannot imagine you drinking an entire bottle. That's
Me
just such a weird
neither.
thought. But no,
Yeah,
I
not
completely
anymore, at
agree.
least.
No. Yeah. And I think, like, also with these things, like, you don't also need as much anymore because I think the more that you, like, let's stick with, like, alcohol, the more that you drink alcohol, the more that you drink, the more regularly that you drink it, the higher your tolerance gets. More to kind of get that feeling. And so because like for example for us like we don't drink basically ever. And so when we do drink, like we only need those few sips because that's all it takes for us to kind of like get that like experience that we kind of want. And then we feel fine afterwards because we didn't overdo it. And I think that's really what it's about with these things. Like and also what you mentioned, like kind of finding like healthier and like better alternatives for the things that you used to love and like treat yourself with. Like for me, for example, I used to love like I had such a power, have such a passion for like cooking like sweet things. And back in the day, I would do that with a lot of ingredients that like I never use and like that do not make me feel good. And like at the time, also when I did that, I didn't feel good afterwards, but I didn't think about it because I just enjoy it and like, you know. But now it's like I do that with good ingredients. And so it's really also just about finding healthier alternatives for the things that you love because it's you can make it work if you want to make it work, but you just have to find a way. And I think that's really what it's about. Like rather than like indulging in the thing that maybe you used to give you joy, like give you as much joy and happiness now. And so finding a healthier and better way for that might add more value to your life now. If that makes
Yes,
sense.
100%. I totally agree. And that's also a part of self-love in general, like really understanding what you want and how that makes you feel. And sometimes maybe if it doesn't like make you physically feel super well, then you don't have to have that maybe sugar or a cookie or a cake. And like Valentina said, you can still have it, but in a different format, and it will taste just as good.
Or
And
better
on the
even.
note, yeah, or better even. And it will also make you feel like really good in your physical and mental body. And then you will be more prone to choosing that over the old option as well.
Yeah, and you can integrate it more because it's something that actually adds value than like treating yourself occasionally because like maybe you know that it's not the best for your health. Right?
Exactly. Definitely. So, on to some self-love activities, just to tie everything that we've been talking about so far together and give you some concrete and more practical examples and acts that you can do, like literally anytime. Take out a pen and paper or write down on your phone if any of these resonate with you so that you feel reminded of like these easy things that you can do for yourself.
I think that's such a good idea. And like, you know, when sometimes you feel like you need to do something for yourself, but maybe you lack inspiration of like what to do. And I think so something that is super helpful for me at least is kind of having that kind of list or like place of like ideas to do is so helpful to make that kind of process easier for yourself because all you have to do is just like pop into that like folder or like note on your phone or a piece of paper and kind of look through and see like what resonates with you in that moment and then do that. And so it's really about just making it super easy and accessible for yourself rather than like, making it a really hard kind of choice.
Yeah, I love that. And it's something that I really use like daily, because when I was like more sick and my mental clarity and brain fog were not their best, I really needed to have it on paper or on my phone. And I also have like healthy snacks, or always things to have at home, so that when I do go grocery shopping or when I feel like I have a craving for something, a snack, then I just go to my phone and I have like all of my favorite things that maybe I wouldn't think about otherwise and choose an unhealthier option at the store. But then I'm so inspired to actually choose what's more healthy and what I know will make me feel good in the long run.
I love that. Amazing.
So that can be one tip as well. But I think the first one that we put together is just something as simple as taking a bubble bath, or a hot bath or shower if you don't have access to a bath. What's so good about this is the fact that taking a hot shower or a hot bath is like giving your body a big warm hug. And it makes you feel so safe and it relaxes every single cell in your body. And even if you only have like 5 minutes, it will do a lot, especially
it just
like
makes
showering.
All your troubles go away.
Exactly. And showering at the end of the day is a really good self-love practice, because if you envision like the water washing all of the maybe hardships or problems that you've faced during the day, and you can just leave it there in the shower, and when you step out of the shower, then you'll have some, you'll be more centered and grounded. And I really love that.
I think that's such a good way to kind of like release certain things and like create that like relaxing environment for yourself. So I really love that. And then another way that you can practice self-love is by journaling. And I think this is such a useful tool, especially when you kind of have a lot of like thoughts in your like mind and like things that, you know, you have to think about, and like your current things as well. If you notice yourself kind of thinking things all the time, it's good to kind of put that onto paper and like really kind of release those things out of your mind, because it really just like creates a lot of space mentally. And I think it's also a really good way to kind of process your emotions and your thoughts, because you're not just like thinking about it, because I think thoughts can be so fast sometimes. Like, you can think so many different things like in such a short period of time, but when you really take the time to actually write it down onto paper, you really just like realize like what you're saying and like what your thoughts are, and you become so much more aware and conscious of that. And then you can also kind of catch yourself and like kind of see a lot of patterns that you have when you kind of look at that. So that's a really good thing as well.
Yeah, it's a huge game changer. I really agree. It gives you so much mental clarity, and that's an act of self-love as well. And I think the next one is as well, and that's meditating. And it doesn't have to be what most people relate to meditating, like sitting down with your legs crossed and your fingers touching and chanting Om. Like, that can really work for some people, but it can literally be just laying down in bed and visualizing the person you want to become and like the life you want to have, but also like doing guided meditation or imagery or visual meditations are really good ways of becoming more mindful and present in a moment. And then you will really appreciate yourself more as well.
That's so true. And I think linking to that, I think like paying more attention, like obviously meditation is like an act of like practicing awareness and consciousness, but I think really paying attention to your breath can be such an effective way to kind of like bring yourself back to yourself and like really just like calm your nervous system down and like just get into that like relaxing state of mind. And I think nowadays, like, we do not breathe properly throughout the day, and so really just take like even just 5 minutes every single day to really just like practice deep belly breaths can be so like life-changing for your entire like day and life, and like it has so many different effects on it, because you're really just like giving yourself that deep oxygen. And nowadays, like, people just like have these short breaths all the time and we do not breathe properly. And that is such an important thing for us to do for our bodies because we don't get enough like oxygen and like proper breaths. And so that's something that you can practice in such a short period of time as well. It's like, you know, you can do it 5 minutes in the morning or even 2 minutes and then 2 minutes in the evening. Like you can split it up as well, depending how or your day looks and what works best for you.
Yeah, and you can literally be anywhere as well. Like there are no excuses to breathing properly and focusing on your breath. And it's also a process of trial and error and learning and practicing that muscle of breathing deeper into your lungs. And it will provide a lot of healing benefits as well. And on to the next one is like treating yourself to a massage or a spa day. And this can be just by yourself, like actually making an appointment for a nice massage or going with a friend and having a nice spa day together. And I think this is like such a luxurious way of showing yourself that self-love. And I feel like when you do actually like commit by paying to something, you're more likely to follow through and appreciate it. Because a lot of times, otherwise, you'll just take it for granted. But when you've actually committed with money, and usually it is quite expensive to go for a massage or book a whole full spa day. And when you're there, you'll really like drop everything else and be present in the moment, not bring your phone with you and just staying there and appreciating the environment and surroundings, which are usually very calming and nice. And like, you can also create a spa day at home with relaxing music and putting on a sheet mask or doing your own face mask and just relaxing, laying down in your sofa or bed, whatever it might look like, really.
Yeah, lighting a candle and incense, setting the mood for sure. And I completely agree. And what I said earlier as well about like trying to do things that like inspire you or things that you've always kind of wanted to try out. This is also something that is super amazing to show yourself that self-love is like trying a new hobby or like something that you've been meaning to try for a while. And you know, that can look like anything, like for example, singing or knitting or doing a crafty workshop or like, you know, trying something new that you've been meaning to try. And like that can really just like, fill you up in a different way that maybe you don't do throughout your days. Like I think obviously depending on your job and the things that you do throughout the day, I think a lot of us don't practice that kind of sense of creativity. And so this is something that you can kind of explore here and really just like fill up your cup in like a really different way as well.
What is your favorite hobby, by the way? Do you have like one that you can think of?
Favorite hobby?
Maybe cooking.
Yeah. I mean, that's like my main. Yeah. I do love like being creative in like design ways. Like I love designing pretty things.
Yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say I'm super good at like physically like drawing things and stuff like that. I'm a very like logical person. So I used to draw a lot of like graphic-y, like not freehanded, but more like, I don't know if that makes sense. I'm not very good at like freehanded, like just like drawing. I feel like that's not really something that like, I don't know. But I love kind of that, like, I don't know how to describe it. I hope you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think I get it. I think I get it.
Hard to put into words.
Yeah, but that's good because then you found something that works for you and it doesn't have to make sense to anyone else. So that's good. Yeah.
Just my own little.
Yeah. Your own little thing. Oh, nice. And I think like trying a new hobby or doing something for yourself, are really good ways and something that's really accessible to anyone. If you don't have a hobby right now or can't think of like what it might be, Then you can just go out for a walk in nature or just out and breathe some fresh air, get that into your lungs, get some sun and vitamin D on you, and really enjoy like being outdoors and getting some exercise, because that's coming back to mental clarity again. It will really clear your mind of any thoughts or any problems you face during the day and give you a wider perspective on things. And giving you some distance as well from your day to day.
Yeah, and I think really just like getting out into nature and like out of your like day to day routine can really just also inspire you in different ways. And that's something that I personally use as well. If like I feel really down or unmotivated, it really just like helps me to get out and like look at the world and just like different things. And then I feel that new wave of motivation and inspiration to like do whatever I'm doing. So yeah, that's such a good tool to use as well. And we obviously love to promote it. But along those lines, I think like something that you can do in like your day to day to kind of like incorporate is to listen to feel good music. And like that can look super different for different people depending on your kind of tastes and preferences for like the type of music that you listen to. But I think this is such a good way to kind of like create that nice atmosphere for yourself. And I know that for myself, like I obviously live alone and like it can get very quiet sometimes. And so something that I love to do is just to kind of like put on like a nice playlist that I love. And it just kind of makes you feel hard to explain, but like it just makes me feel like there's, I'm not alone in a way. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. But
it
like,
keeps you know, you company.
Yeah, it kind of keeps you company. And like, it, I don't know. If, yeah, it just helps with everything, really.
Yeah, music really helps with everything.
You know?
Totally.
So you can really use that to your advantage. Like, for example, if like I want to work for a little while, I really try to like put on some music that helps me concentrate. Or like, if I'm, I don't know, cleaning, then I like to have like more motivational music or like even listening to a meditation. It's like, that's something that you can really utilize in so many different ways and really just like make it work for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And for myself, I literally have a playlist for every single mood, every single season, every new year, and every like time of the day. Like I have one playlist 11 a.m. Then I have one like 3 p.m. You know, if it's raining, if it's sunny, I have like probably 100 playlists. But I love it. And it's so relevant because it can really match your mood, but it can also like boost your mood. Or if you have like a hard time connecting to your emotions and you feel a little bit sad, sometimes it's really good to put on some like more emotional and deep music, because it will allow you to connect to those emotions and really feel them. And I also think like listening to a podcast as well, they're like both music and listening to a podcast, maybe even just in the background, are really good distractions, I would say, rather than having the TV on or something like that, because they both promote like learning, or just like music will really amp your emotions and feelings. And I think that's really an act of self-love. And on to the next one. I think this is really good and cozy. And it's especially during the winter months here in Sweden. It's like having a solo movie night or a movie night with friends even, and binge watching or putting on just an episode of your favorite TV show. Even if you've finished it, like maybe you have a favorite episode out of a whole season, you can put it on, have it in the background, and just like relax, because even though it is not like considered to be completely relaxing to watch something because you're still taking in so much information, it can be a good distraction for an hour if you've been super busy and you just want to quickly take your mind off of things. And it can be like a good transition from your day onto your evening, and then it will allow you to easier get into your evening routine and then finally get to sleep.
Yeah, And then on to the next one, I think this is something that we can definitely relate to a lot, which is to prep yourself a healthy and delicious meal. And I think this is something that personally I love to do to kind of show myself that extra bit of love is like to really just like cook something that I love to eat and I really enjoy, because that's also such a nice way to kind of nourish yourself on like a cellular level also, and like showing yourself that love in the way that like you're treating yourself in a way that makes you feel good ultimately. And that's something that's so important for like your physical health and well-being. And yeah, it's just something that you can really just like make super fun and like really enjoy it and be super present in the moment and just like pour so much love into the food that you're preparing. And then ultimately that'll also reflect back into the way that your body processes it and takes up all the nutrients and minerals. So that's a really beautiful way to show yourself love.
Yeah, the love you put into your cooking will really come back to you in terms of like healing and giving you the right energy. And it will also help you, like the food you eat will help you also show yourself more love in the end because it will provide you with the right energy and nutrients. And it's like a really positive cycle. And on to the next, it's just as simple as reading a book. And I think this can, there's like so many good books out there, but it can literally be anything. Personally, I love to read like self-help and self-improvement books, personal development, because I feel like that's an act of self-love because you show your way, you show yourself and you learn more about different tools that you can implement on a daily basis to make life easier and more happy and positive. But it also it's like a real good time of reflection and reflecting back and applying everything onto yourself as well. But another way, like of reading books, is really you can reread books that you really enjoyed when you were little. For example, I'm really thinking about rereading the Twilight books because I feel like that's so nostalgic to me. I loved reading those books and it wanders your mind to a different place of fantasy, and that can be really nice sometimes.
Yeah, I love that. And it's really something that like you're really investing time in yourself and like you mentioned with like self-development books and things like that, like you're really taking time to kind of like learn about new ways that you can grow and develop for yourself. And so that's such a beautiful way to kind of show yourself love and appreciation. And along those lines, I think another really important thing to kind of invest in yourself is to kind of practice good routines and really also showing yourself love by sticking to them. Obviously not perfectly, but just trying your best. And one of those things is really something that's super important, and that is like getting enough sleep. And of course that doesn't mean like trying to get as much sleep as possible, because that's also not good. Like there is a balance between like getting too little sleep and getting too much sleep. And so really finding that like sweet spot for yourself is such an amazing way to show yourself love, because like ultimately the sleep and the quality of your sleep translates into everything else in your life, because it like gives you energy, it fills you up, it makes you process things, like you allow your body to rest, and that ultimately is gonna like translate into with the way that you can show up throughout your days. And so quality sleep is honestly such a core kind of pillar of your health. And by kind of honoring that for yourself, it really just like you really show yourself love and appreciation in that way. And yeah, I think that's just such an important thing to kind of practice, and like routines in general, like by doing it regularly and like sticking to it, you really train your body to those things. And then we thrive off of routines. And so it's so important to kind of like keep that like throughout your day and like be able to yeah, do that for yourself.
Totally. And I also think another important way or activity that you can share yourself some self-love in is surrounding yourself and spending more time with family and friends that actually make you feel good about yourself. And that boosts your mood and will keep you like motivated and on top of things. And this is like a huge part as well, because I truly am a firm believer of like, you become a reflection of the five closest people that you have around yourself. Because you spend so much time with someone, of course, you're going to become influenced and impacted by their way of being. So really like take a little time to reflect upon who you have around yourself and focus on like those friends who really provide you with that positive energy, who don't have a lot of like negative self-talk, and try to focus on the ones who really are self-confident and who prioritize self-love and who show themselves that every single day, because then you will be more likely to do that as well for yourself.
No, I completely agree with that. And coming to the end, I think another kind of really nice way to show yourself love is to keep your space and your environment clean and like in a way that like makes you feel good and motivated and clear also in your mind. I know for myself, like when my environment is clean and clear and like organized, my headspace also feels so much better. And like, I just feel so much more motivated. And like, it just makes
Such
such
a
a
difference.
difference for my day to day. And I really realized that when I kind of let things like add up and like don't go after, like don't clean up after myself, then I mentally and physically also feel more drained and not as clear. And so that's something that I really try to kind of practice to kind of like show myself love in the way, in a way of like keeping your physical space clean and tidy. Because ultimately it really also translates into your mental like clarity and like feeling that sense of like yeah, clarity, I think is the best word for it.
Yeah, and I also think that like the clutter you have around you or in your physical space and environment is like a direct reflection of the care that you take of yourself as well. And if everything around you is messy, then of course you're also going to be like a little bit messy. But if you try to clean up and keep it like tidy and you take care of your home, then I think that you will also want to be more caring and loving towards yourself and like keeping good hygiene and just like doing all of these different activities that we mentioned as well. So they're really interconnected.
Yeah, absolutely.
And finally, I think going to the last point, we've been talking about this through different ways, but it's treating yourself with something that you've been wanting. And that's just like Valentina mentioned earlier. It's a way of showing yourself appreciation and celebrating your accomplishments. And it doesn't have to be because you've reached a certain goal, but it can just be as a celebration of you showing yourself self-love after this episode and really trying to focus on it more in your day-to-day, because it will really become so much more motivating to keep on track with like actually implementing self-love into your routine and trying to reach a balance of self-love that works for you as a start, and then going more and more into it. And I think that can be, like I mentioned, preparing yourself a good meal, or maybe going to your favorite restaurant with someone you love, try like getting a new outfit that you feel really confident and sexy in, or getting yourself like a piece of jewelry even, because I feel like jewelry is something that you can keep with you for an extended period of time. It's not just like a one-time deal, but then it can also act as a reminder of like self-love and appreciation.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And it is really like just because you invest in yourself like in different ways doesn't mean that you can't invest in yourself with physical things, and it does bring you happiness. But I think again, it really everything is just about balance, and so not taking that too far. And realizing that material things do typically only bring short-term happiness. And so really focusing on those other things that really like fill you up from the inside and that, yeah. But it's a nice way at the same time to also treat yourself in other ways. So it's definitely something good to remember.
This was so nice to record, and I really hope all of you listening as well feel encouraged to show yourself some more self-love, and also that you took something away from this episode in terms of understanding the importance of showing yourself that love, putting yourself first, and setting boundaries, because then you will have more time for doing self-loving activities towards yourself as well.
Yeah, super well said.
All right.
Alrighty,
Sending
well,
you lots of love, babe.
yeah, all of you, exactly, always. And yeah, show yourself some love this week.
Yes, and every single week to come.
Yeah,
All right. Bye
talk to
then.
you.
Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode.
If you found something helpful, make sure to share this episode with your friend or a loved one you think could benefit from it.
And if you enjoyed the podcast, make sure to subscribe and leave a review, because it really helps spread the word to more health babes around.
If you haven't already, also make sure to follow our Instagram at Highway to Health Pod to stay up to date and connected on our upcoming episodes. And also follow our personal accounts at She's Powered by Plants and at LV Heels to get to know us even better.
Talk to
Talk
you
to you
next
next
week.
week.
Bye.
Bye.